Okay, here we go. Good. So shall we continue? Are you, is your mind blown? All right. Text 167. Srimati Radharani takes her first bath in the shower of the nectar of compassion. And she takes her second bath in the nectar of youth. Purport. Srimati Radharani first smears her body with the paste of Krishna's affection for her. She then takes her bath in the water of mercy. After passing the Pauganda age from 5 to 10 years, Srimati Radharani first appears as mercy. The second bath is taken at noon in the water of Tarunyamrita, or the nectar of youth. This is the actual expression of her new youthfulness. After her midday bath, Radharani takes another bath in the nectar of bodily luster, and she puts on the garment of shyness, which is her black silk sari. Why is the sari black? Because Krishna is black. But notice the garment of shyness. So Radharani is not, shall we say, like some lusty girl, brazen, bold, with no, you know, good questions. She's shy. Although she has all these at the same time, she's very shy. Prabhupada comments that shyness is a super excellent quality for a woman. Super excellent quality. That with that shyness, she can control big, 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 strong men by that nice quality of shyness. It's a very, very good quality for any girl or woman to have. And you see, Radharani puts on the garment of shyness. Purport. Over and above the other baths, the bath taken in the afternoon is taken in the nectar of full beauty. The nectar represents the personal qualities of beauty and luster. Thus, there are three baths in different kinds of water. Radharani then puts on two garments, a lower and an upper garment. The upper garment is pinkish, and is her affection and attraction for Krishna, and the lower garment, a blackish silk sari, is her shyness. So if anyone ever gets to dress Radharani, now you know how to dress: pink choli, black sari. This way you can be very, very authentic in your deity dressing. Srimati Radharani's affection for Krishna is her upper garment, which is pinkish in color. She then covers her breast with another garment composed of affection and anger toward Krishna. Don't worry, that anger is the anger of love. Just like I was just speaking earlier today to Krishna Kumar, we were talking, and I said to him that sometimes I might say to someone, I don't love you enough to get mad at you. Because you're only going to get mad with somebody that you actually care about, like your children. You were very upset with your children, right? But that's because you love them. If you didn't care about them, you'd say, okay, go to hell, who cares? Do what you want. But because you loved your two boys, you got angry out of your concern for them because they did the wrong thing, and you don't want them to grow up to be rascals. You want them to become first-class citizens. So out of love, you displayed anger. So Radharani is the same way. Out of anger, she sometimes, right, out of love, she sometimes gets angry. Krishna Kumar, out of love, believe it or not, sometimes gets angry at me. Sometimes. But that's because he loves me. I know that. My wife is the same way. She gets mad at me at least 3 times a day. Yeah, I'm lucky, yes. But that's because I know she loves me. And when you know someone loves you, you're not upset if they're mad at you. Because you know they love me. So they're expressing their affection. All right, let's go on. Srimati Radharani's personal beauty is the reddish powder known as kumkum. Her affection for her associates is sandalwood pulp, and the sweetness of her smile is camphor. All these combined together are smeared over her body. Conjugal love for Krishna is an abundance of musk, and with that musk, her whole body is decorated. Craftiness and covered anger constitute the arrangement of her hair. The quality of anger due to jealousy is the silk garment covering her body. Her attachment for Krishna is the reddish color of betel nuts on her brilliant lips. Her double dealings in loving affairs constitute the black ointment around her eyes. And they see they even use the, if you look at the word for word, they even use the word kajal. You see that?
Kajal.
Yes, kajal. In the Bengali, they even have that kajal. Yeah, I know. Yeah, of course. That I know. But even in Bengali, see, you say the same. But you guys say kajal? You say ka? Yes, here it's ka. In Bengali, it's ka. No, ka. Ka. But here in Bengali, ka. All right. Let's go. Text 174. The ornaments decorating her body are the blazing ecstasies of goodness and constantly existing ecstasies headed by jubilation. Yes, there's a nice statement in the Bhagavatam. The difference between human bodies. A human body, by nature, is always uncomfortable. You're not really really happy. When you have a demigod body, you're always jubilant. That's one of the benedictions of getting a you always feel good. Here, a human body, sometimes you feel good. When you get up in the morning, right? Right? But when you have a demigod's body, you always feel like jai. You feel good. What to speak if you have a spiritual body? Not only do you feel good, you feel ecstatic. What to speak if you're Srimati Radharani? The most ecstatic. The ornaments decorating her body are the blazing ecstasies of goodness and constantly existing ecstasies headed by jubilation. All these ecstasies are the ornaments all over her body. Also ornamenting her body are the 20 kinds of ecstatic symptoms, beginning with Killa Kinchita. And we've also been studying this at Dwarkadish's house. That's exactly what we're studying, is this Killa Kinchita. We just studied this. Her transcendental quality constitute the flower garland hanging in fullness over her body. So I'm sure any moment now Gadadhar is going to put the flower garland over her body. Purport. The 20 different moods headed by Kila Kinchita are described as follows. First, in connection with the body, there are bhava, ecstasy, hava, gestures, and hela, negligence. So bhava, hava, and hela. In relation to the self, there are shobha, beauty, kanti, luster, deepti, brilliance, madhurya, sweetness, pragalbhata, impudence, audarya, magnanimity, and darya, patience. And in relation to nature, there are lila, pastimes, vilas, enjoyment, vichiti, breaking off, and vibrama, puzzlement. There are no English equivalents for the words kilakinchita, motayita, and kutamita. But if you were to attend Dwarkadisha's class in May, then you would learn an explanation of these three things. Because it has to be explained. You can't, there's no synonyms. But we are studying, and Swarup Damodar is explaining, this is what Kila Kinchita is. This is how to understand. So you got to come to Dwarkadisha's class next month. Or else ask me where it is in the book, and I'll show you. You can do that also. Srimati Radharani's flower garland consists of her qualities and is divided into mental, verbal, and bodily parts. Her attitude of forgiveness and mercy is all mental. Her talks, which are very pleasing to the ear, are verbal. The bodily qualities are age, beauty, luster, and grace. The tilak of good fortune is on her beautiful broad forehead. Her various loving affairs are a gem, and her heart is the locket. Srimati Radharani's gopi friends are her mental activities, which are concentrated on the pastimes of Sri Krishna. She keeps her hand on the shoulder of a friend who represents youth. Purport. Radharani's eight companions, Ashta Sakhi, are different varieties of pleasure connected with the pastimes of Krishna. Following those pastimes of Sri Krishna are other activities which are represented by the assistance of the gopis. Srimati Radharani's bedstead is pride itself, and it is situated in the abode of her bodily aroma. She is always seated there, thinking of Krishna's association. So that's when you love, when you're in love. You're always thinking, when will I be with my beloved? And Srimati Radharani, she's in love with Krishna. So this is beyond love marriage. This is beyond that. Because they're not married. But Radharani is, as it says here, she's always thinking of Krishna. And Krishna is always thinking. And nobody can break that. Impossible. I've read many pastimes. Maybe I've told you. At night, when Yashoda tucks Krishna into bed, she locks the door. But what she doesn't know is there's another door that Krishna has left unlocked. So, when Yashoda and everybody goes to bed, as the midnight hour approaches, Krishna escapes through that other door. As soon as he gets outside, the land of Vrindavan personally transports Krishna to where Radharani and the gopis are waiting. So he just has to go like this. Krishna steps outside, and then zoop, there he is. And everything is set up. Fruits, sweets, sherbets, all kinds of delicious drinks. And the gopis have set up a nice pandal. And what did they do? Rasa dance. And then before sunrise, Krishna has to go back because Yashoda's going to come in the morning and wake him up. So Krishna has to zoop, come back. And there's a whole pastime of Krishna and Radharani. They've spent the night together, and it's starting to get sunrise, so different birds are making sounds, and they're trying to wake up Radha and Krishna, but they don't want to wake up. They're awake, but they don't want to wake up. And then all of a sudden, one gopi will say, Jatila! And that's Radharani's mother-in-law. And when she says that, uh-oh, I got to get home. So they hurry back home. Just so that when the parents come, they're like, safe and sound, like that. All right. Srimati Radharani's earrings are the name, fame, and qualities of Lord Krishna. The glories of Lord Krishna's name, fame, and qualities are always inundating her speech. So that's why Lord Chaitanya is that way. He's Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Radharani is always Krishna Varnam, so Lord Chaitanya is always talking about Krishna. Srimati Radharani induces Krishna to drink the honey of the conjugal relationship. She is therefore engaged in satisfying all the lusty desires of Krishna. Srimati Radharani is a mine filled with valuable jewels of love for Krishna. Her transcendental body is complete with unparalleled spiritual qualities. So I'm going to stop here and we'll pick this up next month. I hope I see all of you next month, the second Sunday of May. Thank you very much. Shall we do a little? Yes, sir.
Could I ask a question?
Yes.
You know, I get some kind of mean to be cross and mean to be taken to Anita. I do admit that. But the point that kind of confuses me, Krishna and Radha are the same, right? There's no difference.
Yes and no. Fundamental to understanding this Krishna consciousness is the concept of something being simultaneously one and different at the same time. On the altar, do you not see two? Okay. They're one, but they've separated themselves into two in order to enjoy loving pastime. Primarily, they're enjoying pastimes for their own enjoyment. Now, Krishna and Radha will do things to teach us, yes. But what we're talking now, this is all them. This is for them. We are understanding, and that's one of the things I mentioned at the beginning. We are getting a view into the personal life of God. God has his, it's like you're married, you have family. Now I only know you so much. I don't know much about your personal life. Now Krishna Kumar, I know a little bit about his, but I don't know as much as some. Okay? Now we are reading here about the personal life of God. He has his personal life. He has his external life. He comes, Bhagavad Gita, right? And all the different pastimes in the Bhagavatam. But now what we're getting here is the behind the scenes look into how does God live behind closed doors. You follow me?
I do.
Okay.
I hope I do. So I guess what I was driving at is the what is behind the scene is to please the general public, the public at large, as to what they should do.
No, we cannot imitate Radha and Krishna. We cannot imitate Radha and Krishna. We can get some lesson. But what we're reading now, we are simply understanding them. Okay? Yes, we're getting some lessons, but there's no way we can experience what they experience.
No, I wasn't, by no means I was.
Okay, well, okay, like, what did you mean then?
I meant that for example, the Radha is willing to go through any and everything to please Krishna.
Yes.
To get spiritually ahead. So that's like a lesson to the common public. You know, if you want to get ahead, you've got to sacrifice to the extent of the
Radha. Very good. All right, good, okay. Yeah. No, that's... It's okay. Very good. Very good. That's fine. That's one level. Yes, that's one level. But on another level is, how does God enjoy? There is that level. Yes, there is something that we can take for us, but we're also learning the directly, how does God enjoy? Is that all right? Good. Very good. Can we do a little chanting? Because I can't drive home right now. A little. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanat Hari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varad Hari. Yashoda Nandana Nana Vraja Jana Randana Damuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
May Krishna bless you all, and may you achieve love of Godhead in this lifetime. This book will give you an access to transcendental knowledge that is so sweet. So you don't have to just wait for this class. Whatever you can read of this book on your own, whenever I'm down, if I'm discouraged, I start reading this book, I become so enlightened. It's the best medicine. Shri Shri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki Jai. Thank you for being part of our group. Thank you very much. May Krishna bless all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And if I've offended anybody, please forgive me. What's 180? Oh, yeah, where we left off? Yeah, we left off at 182. If you have questions, send me an email. I'll answer your questions.